Hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast. It is trivia. We're back to the trivia. Emma, I'm my guest from the podcast yesterday. Emma Spann is still here. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
Let's all pretend that we just waited a day to do this podcast. We didn't do this after we talked. We're back on this. Okay, so trivia podcast now. To remind everyone of the standings at this point, the first place is Seth Rosenthal with 129. Second is Mike Tanier with 122, and third is Joe Sheehan with 104. Emma, if you remember, the key thing to remember in all of these trivia games is I wrote the questions, so there's a natural level of inconsistency. So it's like Seth, as he's the first thing he said after he was the first one to do this podcast, do the trivia, he said those questions are way too easy. So I've probably been overcompensating since then, which is probably why Seth will have a record that lives forever. Totally by accident.
As long as they're not all about Illinois.
They're not all about Illinois. They're written with a guest in mind. So the way it works, we will do two today, toss ups, and then a topical toss up. The first category is current events. Each of these are worth 5 points. There are 10 questions, and a total of 200 points altogether. But each of these first 10 questions is worth 5 points. Now, if you'll give me a moment, I have to set up the sound, the you got one correct sound. So, and it is chime. Where'd you go, chime? There you are. There we go. That's the correct answer button. All right. So each of these are worth 5 points. So, Emma, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, I'm not going to pretend. We are recording this podcast Sunday night. So a couple of these things... If the answers have changed in 24 hours, a lot for that. Emma is answering them on Sunday night. All right, here we go. Question number one. If the season ended today, Sunday evening, who would be the two American League wildcard teams?
The two American League wildcard teams would be the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Angels.
That is correct. I will accept LA Angels, though, of course, it is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So I have to take off 1/100th of a point. That's not true. That's 5 points. Number two, what team currently has the worst record in baseball?
I believe that is the Texas Rangers.
That is correct. Two for two.
Poor Rangers.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. It's weird, right? All right, question number three. What number will LeBron James be wearing for the Cleveland Cavaliers next season?
Oh, God, it's not 23, right? It's the other one. 8?
That's incorrect. The correct answer is 23. He actually just announced on Sunday that he was going to be 23. All right, question number four. What writer featured on the ESPN.com homepage over the weekend penned a column in favor of abolishing amateurism, saying, quote, "Let the very best be paid without limits, and let boosters foot the bill."
Gosh, I have no idea.
All right, that's incorrect. That would be an awesome byline, though. The correct answer is Skip Bayless.
Oh, okay.
which
I am. I have to admit, I do not carefully follow the career of Skip Bayless.
You have chosen wisely. Okay, question number five. On Saturday night, the Colorado Rockies misspelled the name of their all-star shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki, on his T-shirt night.
Yes,
how did they spell it?
They left out the T, so it was Tulowizki.
That is correct. That is wild.
Did I mention how happy I am to have copy editors again? Everyone should take the time to find a copy editor in their life and hug them.
Yes.
And tell them they appreciate them.
Yes. Not that it isn't fun every single time, because it's so hard, because, like, you know, I mean... any comment section, I always forget that, like, comment sections are either racist,
yes,
sexist, assholes, jerks, or weirdly pedantic copy editing people. So, which is always kind of amusing. All right, number six.
Yeah.
What movie star, who also guests as Dirty Randy on the FX show The League, fulfilled a lifelong dream of drinking out of the Stanley Cup at the Toronto Comedy Festival this weekend?
Is that Seth Rogen?
That is correct.
All right.
Number seven. What NASCAR driver won the John Wayne Walding 400 in Indianapolis for a record 5th time this weekend?
I thought you were tailoring these questions to the person you were
Well,
talking
they're not
to.
entirely tailored. The current events questions aren't always
Would you
tailored.
think that I know anything about NASCAR
Well, then
drivers?
toss out a NASCAR driver.
Joe Johnson.
That's incorrect. Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon.
Okay.
See, I chose one that was like well known, you know. So
No, you're right.
I
You're
was gonna
right.
make you do like Rusty LaRue the Eighth or something. That's not. I don't think that's a real person. Dick Trickle. Dick Rusty Trickle. All right, number eight. Newly inducted Hall of Famer Frank Thomas played one season of college football for the Auburn Tigers. What position did he play?
Oh, geez. He a linebacker?
That's incorrect. He played tight end.
All right.
Number nine, where is the first college football playoff championship game scheduled to be held in January 2015?
Pasadena?
That's incorrect. It is AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, Jerry World.
Okay.
And number 10, Cardinals catcher Tony Cruz turned heads this week because of his surprising choice of a walk-up song. What was it?
Oh, it was the thing from The Wolf of Wall Street, where Matthew McConaughey does the chant.
That is correct. And I can't imagine how horrifying that must have been to so just be sitting in
That's
your seat.
actually a really inspired
Oh,
idea.
it's a great idea. It just seems like, imagine if you don't, if you've never seen the movie and you don't know what's going on,
Even better. Even better.
and you're sitting in the upper deck and all of a sudden someone's going, oh, like it just seems, it sounds like Gregorian and horrifying.
I know very little about Tony Cruz, but I like him based on this.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I as a Cardinal, he's a backup catcher for Yadier Molina. We don't know anything about him either, but
Right.
we love that as well. So, all right. So you got 5 out of 10 for 50 points in the first round. So, oh, sorry, for 25 points, I added that incorrect. 25 points in the first round. Now we're to Wednesday topical. Now Wednesday topical, I give an overarching topic, and then you give the answer for individual endeavors of that. This will make sense once I give with the topic. Are you ready?
Okay, I think so.
All right, so each of these, there's 10 different ones worth 5 points apiece. Name the current war leaders. This is Baseball Reference War. The
Okay.
current war leaders for each of the following teams in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Okay, each of these is worth 5 points.
All
Number
right.
one, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Mike Trout.
Correct. Number two, the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's a good question. Is this still Molina?
That's incorrect. It is Adam Wainwright.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, I didn't realize we were doing pitchers too. Okay.
Yeah. It's Total War.
All right.
All right. Number three, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee Brewers. Gotta be Gomez.
That's incorrect. It is Jonathan Lucroy.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Okay.
Number four, the New York Yankees.
Who Yankees must be, is it Jacoby Ellsbury?
That's
Oh, it's well,
incorrect.
Tanaka if you're
It
counting pitchers.
is Tanaka. It is Tanaka,
Okay.
I'm afraid. Number five, the Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs. Boy, no idea. All right, I'll punt on that one.
The correct answer is Jake Arrieta, barely
Okay.
beating Anthony Rizzo. Number six, the San Diego Padres.
Oh, now that Chase Headley is gone. San Diego Padres. Let's see. I don't know that one either. I'm sorry.
Correct answer is Seth Smith,
Seth Smith.
which lets you know how
That's.
the Padres are going.
Yeah.
Number seven, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Philadelphia Phillies. Utley?
Cole, that's incorrect. It is Cole
Cole
Hamels.
Hamels.
Number eight, the Colorado Rockies.
Still Tulowitzki.
That is correct. Number nine, the Miami Marlins.
Gotta be Stanton.
That is correct. And number 10, the Atlanta Braves.
Atlanta Braves. Let's see. Is that. Not Gattis. Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, toss out the name. There's no there. There is no penalty for a wrong answer.
All right. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The correct answer is Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward. So that is three out of the. I know, right? I assume they must be counting defense a lot. I don't know. But anyway, so there's three for a total of 15 points. You have 40 after the first round. Emma, thank you for playing with us for the first round. We'll be back in podcast land. We'll be back in 2 days. In real land, we'll be back in about 15 to 20 seconds. Emma, thank you for playing with us.